Winter Chapel Road. Brian?
No, you're fine, Ken.
What you need to do is announce that you're going into a hearing without objection. And then what you need to do is actually have the hearing. You can get staff initially to brief you on if you so desire, and then you must get each side 10 minutes to actually speak on the issue. And then you can close the hearing at that time.
All right, thank you. Without objection, I'm going to move to open the hearing on the liquor license for 5020 Winter's Chapel Road. All right, seeing that there's no objection, this hearing is open. Is there a staff report on this, please?
Yes, please. The city has received an application for a liquor license for 5020 Winter's Chapel Road. Our current ordinance requires all denials and approvals to go in front of this body and have a hearing to do so. So we're bringing it forward. The city is actually recommending denial of this application, mainly because there is a revenue regulation that states you cannot sell liquor at a place where you sell various items. It's only various items that are approved. And if you go to a liquor store, it's like stuff associated with it. Gasoline is not on the approved list, and this 5020 is a location is a gas station that sells gas at that facility, and therefore is not able to, under the revenue regulations, to actually sell liquor.
Okay, thank you, Brian. During the appropriateness of asking you questions, or
yeah.
Now?
Yeah.
Okay, any questions for Brian?
Robert? Just procedural question. At the end of the hearing, we're going to vote, right?
Yes, you need to vote to actually approve or deny.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, any questions?
One other question. Brian, you know, time notifications, timeline notifications, are there any that we have to be aware of in this case where, you know, parties would have to be advised of this hearing tonight?
The attorneys for this establishment were notified last week of the hearing. They called again today, I believe,
and they're here.
They're supposed to be
sorry,
here.
Yeah, they're here.
I'm sure they'll speak at the appropriate time.
Okay, any other questions for Brian? Okay, I'm going to begin the comment section. As Brian had stated, well, 10 minutes in favor and 10 minutes in opposition. We'll start 10 minutes in favor. Anybody that wishes to speak in favor of this application, if you could please make your way forward to the podium.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, and again, just a reminder, there'll be, for both sides, a total of 10 minutes per side. Thank you, sir.
Please, Mr. Counsel. John Payne on behalf of the applicant. It's my understanding, and I had a conversation with Mr. Anderson prior today, that we don't have any opposition to the denial of this particular location, because this was the first application we submitted. Subsequently, my client had gone ahead, subdivided the building. He's obtained, from my understanding, a new address. So I believe item number...
The next item
is what's relevant to us. So just for the record, we have no opposition.
Okay. Any other... anybody else wants to speak in favor, please make your way to the podium. All right, seeing that there's none, anybody that wishes to speak in opposition, please make your way to the podium.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor, and City Council for the opportunity. I represent the neighbors on Glaze Drive.
Mr. Adams, just for the record, could you just state here?
Oh, I'm sorry. Larry Adams, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
As earlier, all the comments I made earlier still stand. As the neighbors, both the townhome neighbors, the people I've talked to at Fountain Blue and Lockridge Forest and Glaze Drive and Four Oaks, we don't have a good, firm, warm and fuzzy feeling with the current owners. They haven't lived up to any promises they've made by cleaning up the area as far as people consuming alcohol and beverages on their property and carrying on that activity. We don't think that it's going to be good for the community. There's two liquor stores within 2 miles of there already. We don't see the need for a current liquor store. In response to the subdividing the building, they have an address of 5020 for the one building that houses the convenience store and the cashiers for the gasoline station. The new address that they occupied is, as I said earlier, it was the old training room for the gasoline station when it was a Shell Oil. It's still the same building. It's not subdivided into separate portions. It shares a common wall. It's as if you just subdivided part of your current house and made it part of the same building. It's the same building. It's not subdivided into another outbuilding somewhere else. It's the very same building with the partitions still there that were there for the training room. And all they've done is open up a front door entrance from the outside for patrons to go into that portion of the building. So it's basically the same building. It's the subdivision, I guess, would be a legal termination of what's been subdivided, but it's the same building. And we don't think that that's a proper... having a liquor store on this corner and the rest of the transitional neighborhood, all the neighbors in the neighborhood don't feel this is a way that we want to go for the opening of the Dunwoody area into the north side of Dunwoody there. And we respectfully request that you deny this application. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else wish to speak against this application? Please make your way to the podium. All right, seeing that there's none, I'm going to close the public hearing. Do I need a second on that, or can I just do that?
I'd say without objection.
Okay, without objection. I'm going to close this public hearing. I see that there's no objection. Yes, Mr. Ross.
I'd like to move that we deny this request.
I'll second that based on the attorney's request that they will deny.
Okay, we have a second. Any discussion on that? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, now we have the hearing on the liquor license application for 5020 Winters Chapel Road, Suite B. And without objection, I'm going to open this public hearing. And Brian, please give us staff report.
Yeah. In this location, there is a distance requirement to a residence, a single-family dwelling residence. That distance requirement is 200 yards. Staff went out and actually physically measured the distance. They came up with two distances that were less than 200 yards. Based upon the fact it doesn't meet the distance requirements, the city is recommending denial.
Thank you, Mr. Anderson. Any questions for Mr. Anderson?
Actually, may I ask a question, or do I have to wait? I'm sorry, I'm not familiar with the procedure.
No, you cannot.
Okay.
It's just for council myself. Okay, so we'll now take 10 minutes of anybody that wishes to speak in favor of this particular application. Please make your way to the podium.
I'm sorry.
How did you measure this? I mean, how did the city measure this?
The measuring of the dimensions. Good evening, Mayor and Council.
Thank you.
The distance was measured from the front door of the business to the property line of the residence. And I have a diagram that shows that. Let's see.
Okay, and it was checked and double-checked as far as the distance?
It was measured twice, once in each direction. The first measurement was measured with line segments because it was not along a straight line, and the second was along that full path in the reverse distance.
That red point there, comes up to the property corner, along the right of way, and to the front, edge of the property corner. So this is less than 200. That is 570, less than 600.
What's the requirement in the code for how you measure the distance?
In Article 4, Chapter 4, it says most direct route of travel on the ground, so the straight path, most direct way.
Thank you.
Okay, are there any other questions before we start the comment in favor? Okay, thank you. All right, anybody that wishes to, again, speak in favor of this application, please make your way to the podium.
Thank you. If it pleases the council.
Thank you.
Excuse me, John Payne on behalf of the applicant. If I may just take a moment, I've brought some materials. I've got copies for every council member. I'd like to distribute them with courtesy to Mr. Anderson. It will help you follow along with our argument and support.
Sir, there you are. There you are, sir.
Can I introduce by your last name, please?
F is in Foxtrot, A is in Alpha, I is in India, N is in November.
There you are, sir.
I've got two more handouts, please, so just bear with me. No, I don't, but I'll give you my originals. I'm sorry. No. As you can see, I'm not very familiar with procedure. I've taken the liberty to highlight some sections in some of the documents that I'm giving you, which I think it'll be easier for you all to follow along if I do that. There you go, sir. 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 Opposition at this point is the contention of the city planner that the premises does not meet the setback requirements as set forth in Chapter 4 under the Dunwoody City Code. One of the handouts I've given you shows Article 4, location of sales. And it states therein 200 yards from a private single family or two family residence. The city planner city attorney contends that the proposed package store is 190 yards from the residence located at 3036 Peeler Road. Now, this distance was apparently determined by measuring from the front door of the package store, to the property line. In fact, I'm not going to say apparently, it in fact was pursuant to the memorandum submitted to the city council by Howard Kuhn, the city planner. I'm assuming y'all have a copy submitted with the agenda, where it states that they measured from the front door, to paraphrase, the nearest portion of the property located at 3036 Peeler Road. I'd like you to refer now again to the code expert. You go down to Section 1, Subsection D, Subsection 2. It states that the measurements shall be done in a straight path to the front door of the building, or to the nearest portion of the grounds, as determined by the Director of Community Development, whichever is applicable under this chapter. I would submit to you that you can look at this chapter all day long, and you will find that there is no criteria, there are no, rules, procedures, or guidance to help the director make this decision. In fact, I would submit to you that this is an arbitrary decision, which makes this section of the code unconstitutional. It allows the community development director to make a discretionary, arbitrary, and capricious decision regarding which method of measurement is to be used. It doesn't provide any guidance as to one circumstance we'll measure to a property line, the other circumstance we're going to measure to the front door. In fact, at the time my client submitted his application, which we believe according to the record, should be 52909, the actual application itself, and I'm sorry I did not make a copy, but I'll be more than happy to circulate this, states at the bottom, all measurements shall be measured by the most direct route of travel on the ground, walking or driving, and shall be measured in the following manner. To the front door of the building, unless you are measuring to an educational facility, in which case you will measure to the nearest property line of the school. So, according to the application which we relied upon, and the laws that existed at the time, our surveyor prepared a survey measuring from the front door of the proposed package store to the front door of the nearest property. The distance was 221 yards. Now this was a survey done by a registered Georgia land surveyor. And I'm sure as we all know, Land surveyors are regulated by the state of Georgia. It is a regulated profession. Unless you have been certified by the state of Georgia, Secretary of State in particular, you cannot engage in the practice or the art of surveying. The city has presented y'all with, I believe, a screenshot of Google Earth. There is no survey which refutes our 100% legal survey which we submitted, and I would like you to refer to the correspondence from Howard Coombs, the same individual now who says we don't meet the setback, who wrote a letter to my client, copied me a couple weeks later, that states specifically, I have reviewed your application for a liquor license insofar as how it relates to city land use compliance, specifically for the distances from sensitive uses as spelled out in the City of Dunwoody City Code, Chapter 4, Article 4, Section 1. I found that the proposed location for the liquor store is compliant with the distance requirements of that section. Now, I'll get into that in a little bit because we all know that it was changed from 200 feet to 200 yards. However, again, the actual application submitted with respect to the survey states all measurements are to be done in yards. In fact, Mr. Mansour is going to come up here in support of this application. He's our engineer. He'll also tell you that it's common knowledge. In the entire state of Georgia, it's always a minimum 200-yard setback. So, what I would submit to you is that the council cannot refute our legal survey with Google Earth printout. Number one, just the individuals engaged in preparing that are not registered land surveyors. They're not licensed to do it. And that I would like to bring in to the large checkoff list that I provided to you. It states clearly, checklist for alcohol and beverage license. Number nine, legal land survey. It's the very first page. I'll have it in for you. There's a reason they put legal in there, because there's two types of surveys. Legal surveys, and illegal, invalid, void surveys. And the reason that is because in order to prepare a survey, you have to be licensed by the Secretary of State. So therefore, I would submit that the council cannot rely on illegal evidence to refute a perfectly valid survey, which was submitted, which was approved by the director some 2 months prior. I'd also ask you to refer to the email communications, where I believe Mrs. Bear with me one moment, please. Ms. Tanya Jackson expressed a similar view that provided we had met the setback requirements and a number of the requirements that we have done, distinct employees, separation of businesses, no common cash registers, separate entrances, etc., that we would be approved for a liquor license. Now, at this late date, for whatever motives, whatever reason, the city wants to come back and say, listen, forget the survey. Forget the license survey done by a registered engineer, Georgia Land Surveyor, who's been practicing for how many years?
20 years.
20 years. Instead, let's rely upon this Google Earth printout, which, again, I want to call into question the method of measurement used. Who gives this discretion to the director? And where are the rules? Where are the methods, procedures that he has to go through to determine, in these cases, with this residence, I'm going to go to the property line? Well, in this case, though, I'm going to go to the front door. There isn't any. It's an arbitrary, capricious, unfettered decision on the part of the director, which denies my client due process of the law. Now, I'm going to wrap it up real fast, but I'd like to say in closing that, and I'm going to quote, City of Atlanta, 238, Georgia Appellate, 413, City of Atlanta versus Hill, wherein it says that when an applicant for such a license has met the prescribed standards for obtaining a refusal by a municipality to issue such a license constitutes a denial of equal protection under the law, entitling the applicant to a writ of mandamus from the state. And there's one other thing I'd like to say with respect to the 200-foot, 200-yard difference. I don't know if Mr. Anderson's going to address that, but at the time these applications were submitted, the city code of Dunwoody said 200 feet. Now, whether that's an error, whether that was intended, I can't answer that. But I do know that the public looks to the city for guidance, when it comes to the law, when he read that code section, it said 200 feet. So go down and change it to 200 yards, which actually is irrelevant in our situation, because our survey shows 221 yards distance from door to door would be ex post facto, which is illegal and void. You cannot make retroactive laws, especially in a scenario where you have an application that is pending, and for all intents and purposes, according to the correspondence that I've given you from Mr. Coombs, is tentatively approved by his department. So I'm going to yield the floor now. I'm going to let Mr. Mansour talk to the details of the survey that he did, and if anybody would like further evidence of the survey, I'd be more than happy to provide that to him in an expedited manner. Oh, and I'm sorry. Just one other thing. I always do this, and I'm sorry. With all due respect to the concerns of the public, the ordinance does not allow the council to consider the public's views on this matter. It's just not written that way. Now, I understand that people have concerns, but to allow the public to dictate the approval or denial of an application is an arbitrary abdication, if you will, of authority of the council, which we all know is unconstitutional as well. Thank you.
Good evening, gentlemen. Sorry that we're not in this situation, but it's a little planification on my behalf that I have to show you more about the situation.
Sir, can you speak into the microphone?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
With all my due respect to every individual here, it's just a clarification as far as what the law requires. During the last 20 years, we've been doing a lot of surveying, land development, and all of that, including liquor licenses. That is what we do, the surveys, we submit to the city, we submit to the county, and none of those surveys came back at all. Everything is just within the legalities of what the city or the county requires.
Mayor, the 10 minutes is up. If you would want to grant over time.
Yeah, I'm going to grant another 5 minutes.
Once my client came to me, he said he wants to do a liquor store here. I told him, okay, we need to do the survey and see if we are within the legalities or the legal bounds of what the liquor survey requires. So we looked at the property, sent the surveyors out there, they did the survey work, and we filled out, then we did all the analysis, and we did everything as per the Georgia law requires. And the application we looked at is the Cap County application, which at that time it was the Cap County, not the city of Dunwoody. We requested an application, they said go ahead and use the city of DeKalb County application. And we looked at the regulations in the city, we've seen it's 200 feet, and I said no, it's 200 yards from all the previous experiences we had, because we need to protect the city as well as my client to make sure everything is good. Everything went very well, and up until to a point that once I understood that my client got an approval, he went ahead and got a permit, building permit, to take care of the building and do all the work. He put a lot of expenses, about $100,000+. After him knowing that he's been approved for a license, and at the end, when he's finished to get the CO and get the license, they gave him the CO. And then he went to get the license, he told them that they cannot give him the permit, the liquor license. What the reason for it was the distances. Then I met with the city about it, and I saw what they have done. Then I said, okay, well, after I've gone through all of these things with them, then I said, let me go ahead and check it and make sure that everything is fine. I went last week to the job site, and I looked at what the way that the city has done all of their measurements, and I would like to show you these pictures if you want. This is the city measurement line that goes along this route. From these pictures, we see that there is existing right now a car wash. At that car wash, over here, there are parking and cars getting here this way and then come out. no trail for people to walk because of the existing condition right now, in which we have this situation. That's what the county line is, you know, the city that here, this way. And all these pictures show that this is a car wash, the cars parked over here, the car wash in operation. And I took a picture from the proposed store here, straight shot, which is my line of measurement. Instead of coming directly like this, we go straight, which is the line of walking distance, or the cars coming this way here, which is completely different than what the city did. That's what I took. Let me get that one. Car wash here, and these cars here are in this location, and all of that is a congested area, and there is a wall over here as well. So usually what we did is we go directly to the street and go along the street here to the front door as required by the law, the front door of the building. And we have 664 feet. The city then required 200, but this is 221 yards, more than 200 yards. So we rely on this information prior to any activity at all to protect the city, protect the community, protect the clients, to make sure everything is fine. Moreover, what my client is planning on doing right now is trying to get a building permit here, where we have a developer permit to put a new building here as well. And there is a new layout as well beyond what exists right now. Under the existing condition, we are okay, distance-wise. There's going to be a new building here, which is planning on getting started right now. It's going to put a pharmacy on this location. And this is new parking required by the city. And there is a parking here as well, which the routing will be then going in the same direction as the existing condition right now, which is exactly the same distance. Instead of going straight like this, we don't do that. So it's just the routes in this direction.
Now, ma'am, the additional 5 minutes has been utilized. Okay.
One second.
Okay, we'll give 2 minutes, how about that? 3 minutes for these things.
This is the application that we have used, and we've been using in DeKalb County, and very similar applications that we used in the cities and other counties. And it mentions clearly here 200 yards. I kept it 200 yards, and I put it 200 feet. It's a protection process professionally. And here it says, all measurements shall be measured by the most direct route travel on the ground, walking or driving, and shall be measured in the following manner: from the front door of the structure from which alcoholic beverage is to be sold or served, in a straight line to the nearest public sidewalk, street, highway, road, or walkway, along such public sidewalk, street, highway, road, or walkway, to the front door of the building, unless you are measuring to the educational facility, which is school and school grounds, which we don't have here. We already checked that to other locations, way beyond that. When measuring to a school, the measurement stops at the nearest property line of the school. There, where this clause applies, we look at all of these things and we do them. This fashion. So this, I could leave this one here for you if you would, and I'd be more than happy to answer any questions if you would.
And this is a DeKalb County?
Yes, sir, DeKalb County.
DeKalb County.
Because they did not have forms at that time. You know, the city was in transition. We sent the application first to DeKalb County, and they took it, and then they called back my client and said, we need to go from the city now, they are known to be in operation.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Brian, council can ask questions of the speaker, is that correct? During the public hearings?
Yes, but we would like to address several of the points that were actually made by Mr. Attorney Bennett.
Should we finish with the public section and then what's the right procedure? Should we have the...
Yeah, procedurally, can we ask questions from...
Do it either way.
The speaker.
Mr. Fay?
Yes.
Yes, you know, you have that right. Absolutely.
Okay. Does anybody wish to ask questions of Mr. Fay? Okay. Sorry. Got you. Yes, John.
I'd like to ask the engineer a question, if I may. If I'd like to take a look at the first drawing again, you were claiming that the city shut their views actually through the building that was there currently. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. Physically.
So you're saying that they shut their distance through the building that's currently
somewhere at the corner of this building, like that.
Correct.
And that's through Google. It is not a.
That's my point. They did not walk through the walls of the building.
I don't know if they did or not. I wasn't there with them, sir.
Okay.
But whether it is, it's, that's the idea. But here, all of it, there are cars here, and that's a car wash. It's all in operation. And that's not a walking trail at all.
And per the application, I tend to agree with what you're saying, and that's one of the things I'd like the city to answer as far as whether your drawing...
That's what they did here, sir. It's very clear here. They went to the edge of the building here.
Okay, they went to the edge of the building.
Yes, sir.
You show it going through the building.
That was a little error, so I'm sorry.
You're at the corner of the building, yeah. Not from the front.
Yeah, one front here, yeah, from the other, so it was
so you can straight. Draw a straight line.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
yeah. Which is the same.
Right.
But that's...
So your line there is inaccurate in the sense that you're saying that it goes through the building when actually it doesn't go through the building.
Well, it's like this, sir, if I may.
Okay.
Like this.
Okay.
Which is very much the same. Right?
No, it's not the same, sir. But that's, thank you for correcting what you have shown there in front of me, because your front door is not at the corner of the building.
Here, yeah.
It's a good 20 feet in.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. That rectifies.
I'm sorry
for
that.
Okay. Any other questions here? If not, I don't see any. We're going to move on to anybody that wishes to speak against this. This application, please make your way to the podium, and you have a total of 18 minutes.
If I may, may I borrow one of your drawings?
Okay.
I'm not an attorney, I can afford it.
Sure.
Again, my name is Larry Adams. I live in the neighborhood of Glades Drive. And I'd like to show you one of the applicant's items that he presented for you. In his measurements, what he fails to show you from the corner of his door here to the townhouse complex, which is directly behind his lot line right here, is a townhouse complex with 39 townhouses that's already developed and occupied. He also fails to show you how far it is from his front door to a daycare center that's located right up here. Those are items that need to be known. How far that is to the daycare center, I don't know. It would stretch the 200 yards. But it's less than 200 yards from his front door in a straight line, as the city has used the measurement of a straight line, as a profile, as whatever method you want to use. It's less than 200 yards from his front door through his building to the front doors of the townhouse complex, not the property line where you have a 50-foot easement between the residential and the commercial. But the actual townhouses, he doesn't show those at all in his item. I just thought I'd bring that up as an exclusion that's not there for you to take notice of. So if we get away from the neighborhood and their wants and desires, we'll get a little bit more specific. In the guidelines that show about the measurement, it does in fact give the city people the authority to use a particular type of measurement. Otherwise, they have the right responsibility to take the decision about that piece of property, that application, and use the appropriate measurement system that they want to use. If we don't entrust our city people to have that authority, then we don't have what we want within our city. So the city has the right and the responsibility to use the proper measurement and not take a measurement
that actually goes from the building away from the residences, makes a right-hand turn, and then comes back to the residences. If it was, if you use a straight line measurement, you would go straight through the property lines of the adjacent property. For your information, there was a licensed surveyor out there today shooting that property. Now, who he's responsible for, who hired him, and who's paying him, I really don't know. But his name is Jonathan Smith. He's a licensed surveyor, and he was surveying that specifically for the surveying responsibilities of the licensing permitting process. He had that chapter verse with him highlighted when he was shooting that property. He shot that property from my house, both of my neighbors, and the townhouses across the street while I was there about 2:15. So I present to you for future, if you want to use this and contact him about what the survey that he ran today shows, then it's available. As the applicant may notice of future development for that property, I want to bring to your attention the ZBA has he presented a ZBA variance request to tear down the car wash and build a two-story building in which he was going to have one story for a liquor store, one half of the one story for a medical supply center, and one half of the lower floor for a pharmacy. His request brought a lot of consideration and criticism from a request to reduce the number of parking spaces from somewhere around 37 to 19. So I don't know his future plans about how he intends to develop that property. He can develop that property, except he has to do a lot of hydro studies in the back. The back part of that property that's already been developed as a commercial piece of property has a problem with stormwater runoff. And the extent of asking for a variance in the parking spaces of almost 50% was to avoid spending any money putting the stormwater containment systems in the back of the property that he'd have to put in there to have parking on the back of that property. I don't know what else I can tell you from my viewpoint as a citizen and the involvement that I've had with this particular situation, except to reiterate to you in your own ordinances within the city of Dunwoody, you do give the authority to the Planning Commission to make a decision about what type of measurement to and from that he's going to use in that type of situation. That's irregardless of what they may do in Gwinnett County or DeKalb County or somewhere else. The City of Dunwoody has adopted that resolution. You've given the Planning Department that authority and also that charge. Otherwise, he's responsible for making the decision about how that measurement should be obtained and which surveying technique that he should use. And we fully support your staff's recommendations about the measurement system that we have and not a situation where we may rely on what DeKalb County may have required or Gwinnett County may have required in one particular situation. And the part of the ordinance that I read today out on the street before I left to do my job as a crossing guard at the New Dunwoody Elementary School, which was a whole lot more riskier than being in the street with a surveyor. It specifically said, and used the term, the straight line method. If you're going to measure something, and measure in a distance, almost theoretically in every situation, you use a straight line distance. If I'm in a Navy patrol plane flying, we fly in a straight line distance in most cases, unless we make a mission to do it another way. If you measure distance, most of the time it's a straight line distance. And that's the measurements that they seem to use. You know, whether you do it to the back of the building, to the front door, or to the property line, then that becomes a decision that the Planning Commission has to decide which way you're going to do it. But in this case, if you measure from the front door, the entrance to the proposed liquor store, in a straight line to the rear of the townhomes, you will find it less than 200 yards. You will find it to my house less than 200 yards. That if you come out of there and go south and turn right and then go north again, then you will find it obviously more than 200 yards. So the distances are there. As a note, as we all call upon our past careers to do and help us in what we do now, the Postal Service, which I spent 42 years with, has no record, no legal address, no place to place mail that's addressed to 5020B Winter's Chapel Road. That address does not exist as of today at 2 o'clock. So when they talk about subdividing that building is still 5020 Winter's Chapel Road. So it still has some of the same requirements, in my viewpoint, of not being able to be sold in a liquor store because of the gasoline sales and that type of thing. Now, I'm not saying the Postal Service provides you guys with guidance, so you have to rely on the Postal Service, but as of right now, that's not a legal address. That would be like me using another address. So I don't know. If you have any questions for me, I'll be glad to answer, but that's the best that I can do. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, Brian. First, let me ask, is there anybody else that wishes to speak in opposition? We still have a little bit of time left. Okay, seeing as there's none, Brian.
I'd like to address three comments. First, the applicant stated that the second application was submitted before the change was made to the ordinance. The second application was actually submitted after the scrivener's error of the 200 yards was changed. And as they admitted, the 200 yards is standard, so changing the 200 yards is just a scrivener's error, but the application was after that change was made. He stated that we used the Google Earth to do the measurement. I'll have Kevin come up to explain how the measurement was actually performed, but the Google Earth was only used to verify approximate distance, and Kevin will right now address how it was actually measured.
Yes, so staff did not use Google Earth to do the measurement. We actually had two staff members go out into the field and physically measure it, with one of them taking notes and the other using the tape measure to measure distance.
Did you actually measure from door to door or door to property line?
No, sir, it was door to property line. Door of the business requesting the application for an alcohol permit.
What does that ordinance say?
I actually have
it.
Could you also address your interpretation of that section?
In Article 4, Section 1, Paragraph D, it talks about the most direct route of travel on the ground. And then it talks about it shall be measured in the following manner. Subparagraph 1, from the front door of the structure as determined by the Director of Community Development, from which alcohol beverages are sold or proposed to be sold. So that's the front door of the business. And subparagraph 2, in a straight line path to the front door of the building or, and I stress the or, to the nearest portion of the grounds as determined by the Director of Community Development, whichever is applicable under this chapter.
So your measurement to the property line of the closest home is in fact in accordance with this ordinance?
We believe it is, yes, sir.
Thank you. Any other questions? Yes, thank you.
And just as I read this and clarify for me, you know, from the front door of the structure as determined by the community development, the front door of the structure is what is being determined by the Director of the Community Development. Is that correct?
That's correct.
I've determined that that is the front door of the structure. Is that correct?
That's correct. That's how we're interpreting the code section. That's
okay. And then in the straight line to the front door of the building are the nearest portion of the grounds as determined by the Director of the Community Development. Is again, where is the front door of the building are the nearest portion of the ground? He is determining that, not which one, either are. He is determining which one, where they are, is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Did you actually measure through that outbuilding, or did you measure adjacent to that outbuilding, the straight line, did it actually go through that outbuilding he talks about to the right of the building?
We did not measure through any buildings.
Okay. We actually walked over the wheel.
So it's walking with the wheel board?
Okay. Any other questions? Thank you.
I just would, you know, we've got the small one, we've got a big one. Can you show me how we measured? I've got what he's got versus what how he measured. And then, you know, I could see yours too, John.
Do you want to use this? Yeah.
Okay, that's the front door of the room. Okay.
straight on to this point right here.
Okay.
He's along this circle here, the corner, and it goes out straight on to this point across the street.
Okay.
That's what I said.
This is frozen in that area, so we're talking, what's this line right here?
Do you want to see that, Councilman, on the architect?
Yes, I would like to see with the...
Is this the one you just proposed?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Where's the one with pictures?
Probably this one would be more, just tell me what you get here, John.
Well, John, I'm here to collect.
Yeah.
Is this the one you'd like?
I'm just
using your exhibit to show where we measured from the front door. See the property line, that's okay,
and is that the exact same line except for the property line and to the building?
Yeah, they did more of a right angle, we did more of a tangent.
Okay, and there's nothing through here whatsoever that I can walk that, is that correct?
I have some photographs, we were able to walk it.
Can you tell me why that you went to the front door of the home over there instead of the property line?
It was industry standard. And that's what the application dictated. And that's what the code dictates. I still submit that.
Was that the CAB application?
CAB, Grant, Bolton, every single county in the state of Georgia, almost every single municipality in the state of Georgia, sent to the front door measure.
Did you realize you're in Dunwoody?
Oh, I fully understand I'm in Dunwoody.
Okay, let's move on. Any questions while gentlemen are up here? Any other questions while we got the map?
Matt, can I ask a question or am I
premature? No. Yes, John.
Brian, can you explain the June 17th letter where Howard Koons approved the application?
The June 17th letter was based upon the criteria that was in the code that stated 200 feet. That was a Scrivener's error, which was later corrected to make it match with the application of standard practice. So that letter was based upon the criteria as written in the code at that time.
Okay.
Brian, can you get some clarity on the methodology of measurement, tape measure versus survey?
What we chose to use would be the most accurate that we could do was actually take a rolling tape measure and actually walk it off. That way we're showing that we are in the most direct method on ground that was available. That was the method chosen by community development to provide the most accurate measure.
Does that meet the standard specified in our ordinance?
There is no standard actually specified in the ordinance on how you're actually going to perform the method, the distance measure, but we think that is a very accurate method.
Robert? Is that consistent with any other cases where we've had to do similar activities? Are we consistent in our application of this?
If the distance was much closer, meaning there was a right and rear that was very slim, we would have elected to have a surveyor go out and check it with actual equipment, but when we're off by 30-some feet, we felt that our method of measuring it was certainly sufficient for the purpose.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions?
I guess I've got one.
Yes, Tom.
Now, I'm not sure Mr. Adams is correct, but on the application, would they have to have a separate address? What I call 5020B, is that required?
They need to have a premise that sells only approved items.
Okay.
And they're making the statement that the premise they have is Suite B of that address to meet that premise requirement.
Okay, I guess, are there any requirements on our side for them to have a separate address or just a separate?
That is a,
I guess it determines the A and B or...
That requirement is a revenue regulation. And so that requirement is based upon their, and that's what we're interpreting. Although an actual premise of the board. Do you want to talk about the defining of the three numbers?
Yeah, there is no legal government authority that gives out addresses. So the applicant, usually when you register a plat, you put the addresses on there. As long as they're not duplicative of somebody else's address, they're accepted.
So Suite 101 or whatever you want to do it.
Yeah, there's no, we don't regulate that.
Thanks, Warren. Any other questions on this? Okay, then we
have one more question.
Yeah.
The building that we're talking about here, they've split the building in half, but if I walk into one side, I can walk all the way through to the other side of the building.
I physically am not in that suite. If that was a true statement, that would not qualify as a separate premise. In order to qualify as a separate premise, they have to have it totally separated. You cannot have any commonalities. You have to have a separate cashier. They cannot have a common storage room. They have to have separate bathrooms. They can't use any common facilities. I've actually not been there to actually verify whether or not the premise requirements have been met.
Thanks, Brian. Any other questions?
I'll ask one.
Yes,
Brian. If they shared a common water meter and Georgia Power meter, would that constitute a violation of that single premise?
I don't believe that the statute that owning a premise would include those two elements.
Okay, thanks.
All right, any other questions? Okay. All right, with no objections, I'm going to close the public hearing.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to move that we deny this application.
I'll second.
Second. Okay, Mr. Winstein, second that. Discussion on this motion for denial.
My motion was made on the basis of this actually being within the 600 feet or 200 yard boundary measured by our community service director. I do believe that he was within a margin of error that would preclude us from having to do a survey as defined by our city council attorney. And with that in mind, it's not that we're trying to preclude business from operating in here, but we are trying to make sure that business operate within our code, the code of Gunway, not Gwinnett County or some adjoining county.
All right, any other discussion on this? All right, seeing that there's none, all in favor of denial, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, the application is denied. Action item, DeKalb County Convention Visitors Bureau.